From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a Russian airliner carrying more than 200 passengers crashed in the Sinai on Saturday. All 224 people on board the aircraft, including 25 children, were killed. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the chartered plane went down less than half an hour after leaving the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh on its way to St. Petersburg.
The Airbus 321, belonging to the Russian carrier Kogalamavia Air, known as Metrojet, had lifted off from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh and reached cruising altitude on its course for St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, when it disappeared from radar. Al Arabiya TV reported there were no survivors and said the Russian plane broke into pieces when it crashed. Witnesses told Egypt's On TV that the rear half of the jet's fuselage caught fire on impact and burned. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Obama's decision to send special operations forces to northern Syria is focused only on fighting the Islamic State. Speaking at a news conference in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Kerry said sending the 50 commandos to northern Syria to work with rebels there is not part of a larger U.S. involvement in the Syrian civil war.
And President Obama has made a very straightforward and simple decision, entirely in keeping with his originally stated policy that we must defeat and destroy Daesh.
Kerry's visit to Kyrgyzstan was the first stop of a long-planned Central Asian tour that will also take him to Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. This is VOA News. The United States has increased its support for Syria's opposition with a pledge of nearly $100 million in fresh aid. The State Department says the money would be used for keeping schools open, restoring access to clean water and electricity, and supporting an independent media. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced the assistance at the Manama Dialogue Security Conference in Bahrain Saturday. Blinken also said that Russia's intervention into Syria's civil war could prove very costly.
The costs will mount every day in economic, political, and security terms. But at best, only to prevent Assad from losing, not to make him win. There is no military victory to be had.
Russia began airstrikes in Syria a month ago, primarily against rebels fighting the Assad regime. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says new talks aimed at ending Syria's conflict should not be held up by disagreements over the fate of President Assad. Speaking in Geneva Saturday, Mr. Ban said that he was encouraged by talks aimed at finding a political solution to the 4.5-year-long war.
The future of Syria, or future of all these peace talks, Syrian-led negotiation, should not be held up by on issue of the future of one man.
In Vienna Friday, the United States, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and 14 other countries agreed to a UN-led process that involves talks between the Syrian government and opposition and also explores a ceasefire that would still allow strikes against terrorist targets. Final preparations were made at polling stations in Turkey, and candidates held their last rallies Saturday, one day ahead of the country's second national election in 5 months. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had called for new elections after the AKP party surprisingly lost its majority in the June election, and Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu failed to form a governing coalition with any of the three opposition parties in parliament. And Triple Crown-winning horse American Pharoah has won the Breeders' Cup Classic in Kentucky, his final race before retiring to stud. With jockey Victor Espinosa astride the bay colt, the first horse to win the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont in 37 years, finished 6.5 lengths ahead of Effinex as thousands cheered. Honor Code was third. Next up for the 3-year-old colt is a career as a breeding stallion at a farm in Kentucky. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.